That was a wonderful piece, the Jesse Polka. There's more coming up in a moment with master violinist Mark O'Connor and pianist Melissa Tong. I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is Song Travels from NPR Music. Mark, you had talked about the foundation of your method being four different kinds of music. Would you explain that?
One of the things that I wanted to do in establishing what I'm calling now an American School of String Playing is that it needed to have a foundation, it needed to have a history, a story. You know, it's easy to understand European classical music story. Bach is the founding father of counterpoint and Western harmony. So everything that happened after him can refer back to him. What is American music story? What happened before jazz, right? The string playing was there. It was the string playing of the violin and the banjo going back 400 years. And so the foundational aspects of American instrumental music, I've determined through the method as being the hoedown, ragtime, blues, and spiritual. And everything that we play today on the American scene, whether it's jazz, rock and roll, hip-hop, country, bluegrass, and all the different versions of what we do today. You can trace our language back to those four things. I would make an argument that, you know, we wouldn't have rock and roll without originally having the hoedown 400 years ago. Mm. Or we wouldn't have rock and roll if it wasn't for the blues. Or we wouldn't have rock and roll if it wasn't for the spiritual and ragtime.
And certainly not Gershwin.
Exactly. I mean, it's really and an amazing phenomena, and it can be traced. And the musical language is there for all of us to enjoy. And the interesting thing about American music is that it was largely created with the violin as central to its development. We just don't know that today because we don't teach that in the conservatories. Along around 1920s, 1930s, the violin was still very popular in popular music. Mm-hmm. Then it started to go by the wayside. Guitar largely replaced it in our culture. The guitars started to be made much better.
So they would last because they...
They would last. They would fall apart.
Yeah.
Also, they benefited from the industrial age of metal. All of a sudden, there were banjos and guitars made with some metal resonators. And this happened all during the same time as what I call the age of specialization in American music, where people started to market music completely different now because of radio and records, as well as the conservatories. This all happened at the same time, and people started to concentrate on one thing rather than being an all-around musician. And Americans were basically all-around musicians for hundreds of years before that. Some of my very favorite fiddlers, say in bluegrass music from the 1940s, almost all of them came from playing jazz. And you fast forward today and you would say jazz and bluegrass in the same sentence and people's, you know, heads would do a 180. Like, what? That's impossible. But that was actually how it developed. That's how it happened. So these are a lot of the stories and background information that inform my method.
That's fantastic. I'd like to ask you to perform a spiritual now as a demonstration of how it sounds on the violin.
It's a beautiful quality that the spiritual gives. And I think for a method of learning, it's very instructive because we think of classical music as just very deeply felt and passionate music. Well, in the American scene, that's our spirituals and our blues. Mm-hmm. The blues can be performed more roughly and ragged, but the spirituals are supposed to be sung and played beautifully. You want to hear the heart in that music. And it's for longing for better times. And for a lot of people, a lot of our people, is longing for freedom.
Well, here it is, Deep River.